That we'll be having service here as well. We'd love to invite you back. Larry Gates, who is also one of the interims, who would be speaking normally, but you're going to have to listen to me Sunday morning. So, because Larry ended up with COVID, so he wasn't able to be here with us. But I would say Larry would say, "Welcome everyone, and we're glad you're here, and we just hope this is a wonderful, wonderful Christmas for y'all." So. We're going to be doing some different songs. We're going to do some songs where you guys join in with us. We've got some just telling this Christmas story, this wonderful, wonderful story that we get to hear from our youth and also Marlo as well. And Marlo will be also giving a little message following some of this music as we close tonight. Y'all got a candle in your hand too? Okay. You know, can you just hold it for a second? Okay. Just hold it out once. Okay. So you don't hold it like this. And you don't hold it like this, and you just hold it just like that. You might have to tip it a little bit when somebody's lighting it, right? But otherwise, we're just saying, try not to pour any wax over when we get to that part tonight. And we'll have ushers actually starting us off and touching base with one of the ends and lighting the ends, and then you all will light from one another as ultimately God's light continues to shine in each every one of us, and we pass it on, right? So we'll be looking at that as well. So why don't we stand and sing about this one who has come, but still is yet to come.
Thank you.
have a seat.
All right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and we'll call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and as warriors dividing the plunder. For a child is born to us, a son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her.
Death will heal. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Thank you. heaven, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
They ran back rejoicing. Why don't we all stand, if you're able, and let's sing a song, Angels We Have Heard on High. Well, okay, we'll do this song then. I messed up. Sorry about that, Marlo. Let's hear it from Marlo anyways. Thanks for taking it for the team.
Greater than the whole world.
merciful and mighty. Come and let us bow down and worship the King. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest.
Chose to leave his royal seat to show us true humility. The one who holds the stars is in place, held by hands he made. What is in the manger is greater than the whole.
In Jerusalem. He was a righteous man and very devout. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he eagerly expected the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Lord, now I can die in peace as you promised me. I've seen the Savior that you have given to all people. He is the light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel." Joseph and Mary were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, "This child will be rejected by many in Israel, and it will be their undoing, but he will be the greatest joy to many others."
Wow. Wow.
gift of Christmas is the promise of God's presence. The name of Jesus is the Greek rendering of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is the personal covenant name of God that he revealed to Moses. And Mary's son was named Jesus, not simply as acknowledgement that Yahweh is Savior of his people, but that Jesus himself would save his people from their sins. So does Yahweh save or does Jesus save? The answer is yes and yes. Jesus is Yahweh, the sinless Savior of sinful people. Jesus' very name communicated his message to save people from their sins. This primary purpose of Jesus' coming was not what many Jews expected from the Christ. They anticipated Christ the freedom from Roman occupation, established military political dominance like they used to have with King David and King Solomon. Jesus' revolution, however, would be focused on the greatest need of all humans at all times, freedom from sin that separates us from God. So, what's that mean to us today? After he rose from the grave, Jesus gave his followers an incredible mission. Go and make more followers of him from every nation. Attached to this command was an incredible promise. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is God with us on mission. When all things are said and done, God will again come down to be with us. The Apostle John offered us a glimpse in the book of Revelation. Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more, because the previous things have passed away. Jesus is God with us forever and ever. So I just want to invite you, if the gift of Christmas, the promise of God's presence, hasn't been received yet in your heart, to consider who Jesus is. We've sung about him, praised him, worshiped him. So just consider, do you have the presence of God in your heart? And if not, you don't have to spend another Christmas without that. The gift of Christmas is the promise of God's presence. I just want to lead us in prayer right now. Father, thank you for this incredible gift of your Son, Prince of Peace. Lord, your presence in a heart, it's just overwhelming. Your grace, your peace, your joy. If anyone here does not know that, I'm just going to share a simple prayer. These are just words to try to give expression to what may be going on in your heart right now. Father, I just repent of my ways, my sins, my selfish way, living life without you. And I want Jesus, I want this gift in my heart. Father, your Son was amazing, conceived by the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit will come right now into every heart that opens to you and says, Lord, I want you. Jesus called it being born again. It's the coming of God's Spirit into your heart, your soul, your spirit, and a new creature is born. So, Lord, I pray for everyone here to know you, to receive this gift. And, Lord, be praised this Christmas in every heart. Amen. I just want to also share that there's an opportunity after the last song. We'll be taking an offering for Arrive Ministries, which serves refugees coming into this country. So there'll be a couple of people in the back to receive that if you're moved to do that. Thank you.
Uh, don't know about you, but I could notice it in the emotion in your reading earlier, brother, and then just even this message. Thank you so much for giving that devotion on the fly. So thank you. Thank you to all the readers. Let's give those guys all a hand, really. I mean, it's great. At this time, we're going to light the candles, and we're all going to get the chance to sing Silent Night together. So if you would get your candles ready, and I see, believe we got the ushers. We'll get the lighters. Let's see who if they got those. There we go. I think I see people with lighters in hand. And again, up straight, not this way, that way type of thing. So we have all those lit? Why don't we all stand together? Sing Silent Night together. Silent Night.
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Silent Night together. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. And you stayed on key. God bless you all. Have a Merry Christmas. You can blow those out and just leave them right on the table out front. God bless you guys.